This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
I'm Fran, Happy New Year, and you are listening to Carousel Radio. In our first show of 2021, we've got stories and poems from Johnny Schachter, Sam Castleward and Charlie Hatton, as well as music from the new Carousel record label Fairground Records. Davit will be popping by with a joke. I'll be bringing you the latest Carousel news. Welcome to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 Welcome to the show. Here is a story from our regular writer, Johnny Schachter.
If Johnny Could Be Anywhere in the World, by Johnny Schachter. Next week, I am allowed to go anywhere in the world I want and do whatever I want. I went to a wrestling arena. There, entering the ring, was Tina Jay in a wrestling outfit. She shouted to me, "You are wrestling me, Shacky, or you will die." "Okay, okay," I shouted. The fans shouted, "Go, Tina, go. Kill him, Tina." Then the announcer shouted, "In the far corner, WWE wrestling champion from Missouri, Tina Jenner." The crowd roared with approval. Then the announcer shouted, "In the other corner, the undefeated challenger with 35 victories and no losses, Johnny the Stomper Schachter." The crowd booed and shouted, "Tina, kill him." Johnny started to cry. Then when he did not expect it, the bell sounded and Tina grabbed Johnny in a sleeper hold. Johnny, enraged, then put Tina in a sleeper hold. They simultaneously had each other in a sleeper hold. They both fell to the mat. They fell asleep in each other's arms. The referee for the fight was Zoe A. She was furious and very jealous, so she grabbed Tina by the nose and kept pulling on it. Then the bell sounded, meaning it was the end of the fight. Apparently, the judge said Johnny was disqualified because technically, when Zoe attacked Tina, this was considered as outside interference. However, Tina was furious as she felt she did not win the fight fairly and in a reasonable fashion. But since she was half asleep, she kept starting to fall as she tried to attack Zoe. Then she fell again and landed full force on Johnny. Now Johnny was out cold. A riot broke out, so security guards and police hurried everyone out the door. Then after everyone left, Tina shouted, "I'm squeezing you, Johnny, until you say you marry me." After an hour of lots of hugging and holding and squeezing, Johnny conceded. Then a few minutes later, he passed out in Tina's arms. Zoe felt despondent and went home, and Johnny and Tina now are married and have happily ever after in Cardiff. The end.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castleward. My mission's established, I focus my energy. I'm traveling through, I know what to do. I chase nothing else but my goal that's been set for me. I glide past scenery that was in front of me. Every movement I make brings me closer to my destination. My target's in sight, all else left behind. I do what I was sent here for. I'm moving on. Not till the end will I stop.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
Here is the Carousel News. The Rock House is a monthly music event that opens your ears to the best new bands, some who have a learning disability and some who don't. The Rock House returns on Monday, 18th January 2021 on Zoom. For details, visit Carousel Art UK on Facebook. In the middle of December, Carousel's regular club, the Blue Camel Club, returned for a virtual event. Here's what happened. People got together on Zoom to listen to some music and have a boogie. There was only one DJ, which is DJ Chris Love. I could see people in their rooms. They dressed up as Christmassy, I think. Some people had bright lights. It was really good to see everybody again. There was a lady from Powerball Dance teaching us different moves to different songs. And they've been practicing some of them before the Blue Camel Club on Zoom every Monday between 7 and 7:30. And so at the Blue Camel Club, they got to show off their moves. I prefer going to the Blue Camel Club in person. It's much nicer because you can go and get a drink, you can have a good laugh and a good chat, and also spend some time with your friends. I've been going to the Blue Camel Club for about 10 years, I think. And my favourite memory is Matthew Elliott became Mrs. Sparkle. I've also DJed at the Blue Camel Club with Dave, who is a member of Carousel Radio. I played Take That Shine. In December, Carousel Chorus did a live show. We recorded the songs and it's on YouTube.
We are the Carousel Chorus.
Welcome everyone to the Carousel Chorus YouTube Christmas party.
We have got Ewan, Ben, Susanna and myself. We all performed in our own rooms from Zoom. This is called A Tree of Feelings. And the tree song is really good. What happened was, before the second lockdown, we met up and social distanced in a park where we went and had some fun and looked at trees. And this is our song.
They feel old, filled with memories.
They make me so happy.
Shake the tears as leaves
and curves.
Treasure the tears
and falls falling down from the tree
as leaves.
They make me so happy.
Falling down
We hope to do some studio recording in 2021. Fairground Records is a new label for distinctive musicians with a learning disability developed by arts charity Carousel, offering label and artist services to a range of compelling artists, ensuring talent can reach its full potential. Fairground Records is informed by 2 decades of experience in music promotion and an extensive knowledge of the learning disabled music scene in the UK. Gareth Evans, senior producer of music at Carousel, said, "We want to help learning disabled artists navigate their life as a musician in an industry that can be harsh and unforgiving. We know from our current work that there is an appetite and a potential market for new sounds made by people outside the mainstream. It felt right to launch a label now when music is so important to everyone's well-being. We offer mentoring, recording, promotion and marketing, as well as band support for rehearsals and touring while remaining faithful to our DIY artist-driven ethos." Fairgrounds Records' first release is a grunge meets punk debut album by solo artist Dima Suchinski. Dima Suchinski is a prolific singer and songwriter, having started out at the age of 11 and having written over 100 original compositions. He was born to Russian parents but has lived in the UK most of his life and now splits his time between Brighton and Tunbridge. Dima describes his influences as Ian Dury meets Lemmy at the Blues Crossroads. The album is called I Ain't Mellow. It's a thunderstorm of diverse styles, with each track, according to Dima, being a throwback to various rock vibes. Here is the lead single, which has a video available on YouTube. It's called Poser.
Yeah.
That was Poser by Dima Suchinski from his new album I Ain't Mellow. Dima says that the lyrics to Poser are sort of self-irony, self-reflection, based on wanting to be centre of attention and to be big and famous, stuff like that. As I got older and found out this is not as realistic, and I now reflect on how we used to think in the past. To stream or download the LP, visit fairground.bandcamp.com, fairground.bandcamp.com, where you can also stream or buy music by other Carousel artists, including The Black Ballers, Zombie Crash and Beat Express. You can follow Dima Suchinski Music on Facebook or subscribe to him on YouTube, where he has been regularly uploading live performances from home.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
For Christmas, I got given a Davit joke machine. If I press a button, it randomly selects one of Davit's terrible jokes. Let's see if Davit can tell us a winner.
David's silly jokes. Very funny. I'll tell you a good joke. Why the deer had no eyes?
No idea.
Correct. Why the deer had no eyes and no legs?
Still no idea. Oh my God.
What's red and hairy goes up and down?
I don't know.
Strawberry in the lift.
Very funny. Very funny and very silly.
Here's Charlie Hutton with an incredible story about a brave hedgehog.
Welcome to Charlie Hutton's Land of Stories. This story was inspired by a sensory activity for my Friday creative writing class at my former college, Orpheus, where you get to see, hear, smell, taste and touch things, you know, the shebang. So I saw a few things, like a small spiky rubber ball, which reminded me of a hedgehog, a moonlight sky projector thingamabob, which reminds me of sky at midnight, and also a smoking pipe, which reminded me of the former Prime Minister Harold Wilson, who used to smoke a pipe. So I thought, how about I blend all these aspects together and release it as some sort of funny, if not action-packed, story. A Hedgehog's Midnight Adventure by me, Charles Hutton. Once there was a hedgehog, but not an ordinary hedgehog. A hedgehog who wanted to explore what was beyond the back garden. Every time he told the other hedgehogs in the colony, "I want to see what lies beyond the back garden," the blunt reply was, "Hedgehogs never go exploring." The hedgehog scoffed. "You guys worry too much." Not long ago, he and his parents went on a journey across the M23. But soon his parents were ran over by a lorry, and that left a few emotional scars for our hero. But our hero, in honour of his recently deceased parents, brushed off the hedgehog's other opinions and soon planned the journey ahead. So in the dead of night, the spiky little hero snuck through a hole in the wooden fence in the back garden, and so began his journey. The hedgehog walked half a mile through the long grassy fields in the dead of the night until the clouds parted to see the clear night sky and a full moon. To his surprise, the face in the moon was a former Prime Minister Harold Wilson, complete with his pipe. The hedgehog asked him what lies beyond the back garden. The Prime Minister spectre told him, "There's nothing out there but scary wild beasts that prey on young creatures like you." The hedgehog, who was a little too overconfident, just sneered at the ghost's advice. "Stop telling me what to do," he sourly scowled back. "My journey is going to be as safe as houses, so stop haunting me, you stupid see-through vision." The former Prime Minister that was in control of office from 1964 to 1970, and then again from 1974 to 1976. And with all that said and done, the hedgehog scurried away. He garnered enough courage to carry on his journey until he reached the busy lamplit M23. Until he remembered what the other hedgehogs told him. Hedgehogs never go exploring, said the vision of a hedgehog colony members. At each and every twist and turn of his epic journey, the former Prime Minister's spectre in the moonlight kept interfering, and to top it all off, he also distracted the hedgehog's journey, much to his annoyance. Although he tried not to, he gingerly placed his talon on the motorway's tarmac, but when he heard a loud strain of an oncoming people carrier's horn, he darted back into the nearby coach. It felt like the hedgehog's life flashed before his beady little eyes. The poor hedgehog didn't know what to do, but the ghastly vision of Prime Minister Harold Wilson's face in the moonlight was also the hedgehog's conscience. You didn't listen to what I told you before you tried to run into that busy motorway. The hedgehog decided to fess up and over Ghost in the Moon an apology. I'm sorry for doubting your advice. I was only trying to find out what lies beyond the back garden, and it turned out to be a dangerous dystopia full of those scary metallic wheeled beasts that prey on innocent hedgehogs like myself. With that said and done, the former Prime Minister's ghost flew out of the moon and scooped him up in his massive transparent hand and flew him over the bustling electric M23 like an Airbus flying out of Gatwick Airport. When the hedgehog touched down in the ghost's hand, it was daylight when they reached my hometown of Hassox. The hedgehog thanked the former Prime Minister's ghost before he disintegrated into thin air just like Thanos' enemies. Goodbye, former Prime Minister's ghost. The hedgehog was grateful that he finally conquered his epic mission to find out what lies beyond the back garden. But to small creatures like him, the world was a big, scary, unbearable place. A few hours later, the poor creatures became weak, starved. He just couldn't carry on. Our hero sauntered into a car park outside the local pet shop, and to make matters worse, a gang of ugly, mangy, evil street foxes ganged up on the poor hedgehog. The head street fox spoke up. Who are you and what are you doing on our patch? The poor hedgehog was too scared to reply. More and more evil foxes ganged up on him and started verbally abusing him. Oi, look! Laughed the snaggle-toothed street fox. An upside down air brush. Another evil one, with claws as long as Freddy Krueger's, just as menacing, slunk up to the poor hedgehog and cried, Kim Kardashian just called. She says she wants her 1,000-pound hairbrush back.
Oh, good lord, wailed the hedgehog. I think I'm done for.
He was just about to be slashed and left for dead when a loud voice screamed, Stop that! In walked the young girl, possibly 12 years old. The street foxes laughed and made jokes about her, but she was not affected by their verbal violence.
If you don't leave that poor hedgehog alone, the pest control will be after you. Understand?
Scolded the young girl. The foxes knew that their goose was most successfully cooked. And one by one, the nasty street foxes retreated back into the bins in disgrace. That's the end of your stew, Mr. Foxy Loxy.
The hedgehog was pleased when the little girl, whose name was Riley, came to his rescue. Without her quick thinking and resilience, our poor, spiny little hero would be slashed, clawed and gored by the grubby, violent, flea-bitten, foul-smelling gang of street foxes. Little did the hedgehog know that the little girl's parents ran the local animal care and rescue centre. The little girl soon took the poor hedgehog under her wing, and soon enough, when she and her parents were driving home in the van marked Animal Care and Rescue Centre, she spoke to the poor, spiky Avenger.
Oh my lord, said Riley. You are not looking at all well.
She paused impressively.
I blame those evil street foxes, she finished. The hedgehog was quick to agree. I was looking for an adventure, the little fellow explained. But it turned out to be a violent hell filled with scary four-wheeled metallic monsters and angry evil street foxes. Riley just laughed. There's no need to fret, my spiky little friend, she consoled. My parents and I run an animal care and rescue centre, which means you will be happy and safe for the rest of your life. The hedgehog was happy that the young girl was indeed correct. When he finally arrived at the rescue centre, he was fed, watered, and generally treated with the utmost respect. He also befriended some other animals who were ill or on the mend, such as a dog with a lame paw, a chicken with a broken beak, a cat with a kink in her tail, and many more animal friends. Also, the little girl gave a hedgehog a new name, Harold. Harold said to himself, I couldn't have imagined such an awesome adventure could have such a happy ending. Back in the back garden, all the hedgehogs heard the news from a passing blackbird, flitting and soaring about in the sky, proclaiming, hear all about it! Local hedgehog finds respite in local animal care and rescue centre! Some had applauded that the little hedgehog journey was successful, whereas some other members of the hedgehog colony just scoffed and sneered in disbelief. The chief of the hedgehog colony was amazed at what Harold the hedgehog had done. He went over to the blackbird who spread the news. Do you want to tell me something? Asked the blackbird. Yes, the hedgehog replied. Anyone would think that the youngest hedgehog of our colony had just seen a ghost. The end.
Next up, we will hear another song by a music student at John Dewey College in London. Mike Cummins is a student at John Dewey College in London. His music teacher, Stefano, has sent in Mike's cover version of 5, 6, 7, 8 by Steps, his favourite band. Mike sang and used an effects processor called a K-oscillator to produce the ambient sounds. He also decided the tempo of the song and which instruments Stefano should play.
8.
So, Mikey, we listened to your song?
Yeah.
I'm loving it. I really love how that's sounding now. How about you?
Okay, happy.
You're happy? Good. I like it more than I like the Steps version. I like your one.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
can you tell me maybe some ABBA music that you like?
ABBA.
Oh yes. Well, there's a lot of good ABBA songs, aren't there?
Yeah.
You enjoy playing outside the college?
Yeah.
To some people somewhere else. Okay. Maybe in a club, maybe in a college.
Okay, club.
Hey.
Thank you to Stefano and all the music students at John Dewey College for sending us their amazing music. We'll hear more music from students at college next year. That's the end of the show. Thanks to Johnny Schachter, Sam Castleward, Charlie Hatton, Davit and Dima Suchinski. We'll be back with a new show at the beginning of February. I'd like to wish you all a happy new year and a happy and healthy 2021.